好，我们把下面时间交给朱弟兄。
Give the following time to our brother Freedom.
Peace to brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们有再一次一起寻求主的机会。
And thanks the Lord that we can seek Him together.
这个我们等候主再来。
While we await for His return.
不是靠信息来提醒。
It's not to be reminded by messages.
我们等候主再来，主叫我们每一次在拨饼的时候，应该是预备好。
Lord wants us to be prepared every time we come before His table.
因为我们拨饼是一直拨到，只等到他再来。
Because we will break the bread and drink His cup until He returns.
所以如果我们每一次拨饼之前来拨饼的时候都是预备好的人。
So if we are always ready before we come to His table.
你发现我们是很欢喜的来拨饼。
Then you will see that we are here joyfully.
不但很欢喜的拨饼，你在地上就先预尝在天上的赞美。
Not only to be joyful, but you foretaste the happiness that you will have in heaven.
在地上就预先跟坐宝座的主有交通。
And on earth, you will have this experience with the king and on the throne.
所以主为我们设立拨饼聚会是十分智慧、十分有福的事情。
So this is a great blessing from the Lord to set up this table for us.
如果我们可以在每一次拨饼以前，好好的在主面前去看看我们是不是预备好。
So if we can test ourselves whether we are prepared before coming to His table.
我相信我们应该会带着很欢喜的心来迎接主的再来。
Then we should come before Him joyfully to welcome His return.
如果每一次来拨饼，我们都不在乎我们跟主的关系怎样。
If we come to His table and don't care about the relationship we have with Him.
那我们听到主说他要来，我们觉得很沉重。
Then it becomes a heavy burden hearing that the Lord will return.
应该不会很沉重。
But it shouldn't be that way.
如果谈恋爱的人，你要见到你另外那个对方。你是很沉重的去见他，还是很欢喜去见他
？If you are in love dating and you are going to see the other side, are you bringing this heavily burden heart or joyful heart？
你恐怕是朝思暮想的，快快去见他。
You might be thinking about when to meet him or her next。
这应该是我们在主面前跟主的关系。
Then this should be the same relationship we have with our Lord。
这不是只能在地上人和人之间可以这样的经历。
This is not just the experience that we have with other person.
如果主耶稣没有比我们在地上的任何的人、任何的事、任何的一切更宝贵的话，我想我们不会进入那种关系。
So if Lord Jesus is not precious more than any of the thing or people that we have on this earth, then we would not have that relationship.
我们对主的认识和经历应当是远超过我们在地上所有我们认为最好的。
The experience and knowledge that we have with Jesus Christ should surpass all those we have with other people.
如果我们缺少这个，
If we don't have enough of this,
我们需要问问主，
Then we should ask the Lord,
怎样能够把我带到那个时机去？
How can we be brought into that better situation?
主耶稣既然配得赞美，
The Lord is worthy for praising.
他不是叫我们做一个虚假的赞美。
He doesn't want a hypocrisy praise.
他一定是很值得的。
He is truly worthy.
如果他这么值得，我却是不知道。
If he is so worthy, but I didn't know.
我有机会知道，我却是没有知道。
And even if I have this chance to know, but I still really don't know.
这恐怕是一个很大的损失。
Then it's a big loss to us.
也是一个很可惜的事情。
And it's a pitiful thing to us.
我们有点祷告。
And let's have more prayer.
天父，我们赞美感谢归给你。
Heavenly Father, we praise you.
你不但借着你的爱子把我们从死亡黑暗败坏里面拯救回来。
You saved us out of darkness and sinful because of your begotten Son.
把我们带回到你的家中。
And brought us back to your home.
让我们在你家中预尝天恩的滋味。
So that we can pretaste the heavenly home.
也叫我们能够欢喜的等候我们救主的再来。
And so that we can joyfully await for our Savior to return.
你把个荣耀的盼望赐给我们。
And you give us this glorious hope.
这是个荣耀的盼望。
And this is a glorious hope.
但我们需要看见你的荣耀。
But we need to see it.
让我们眼目不会转离这个盼望。
And fix our eyes on this hope.
我们求你今天向我们说话。
And may you speak to us today.
说话的，翻译的，听话的。我们都一同等候在你的面前。
The one who speak, translate, and listen all await before you.
除非你向我们说话。
Unless you speak to us.
否则我们所听到的话，我们所说的话都没有什么意义。
Otherwise, it will be meaningless for those who speak and listen.
我们求你照着你的旨意，照着我们的需要，照着在我们现在这个情况需要的话赐给我们。
And according to your will, according to what we need in this situation, give us the proper words.
我们唯一无靠的，把这一点有限的时间，把说话的、翻译的、听话的，都交在你的手中。
We give this limited time onto your hand.
愿你触摸我们的心。
May you touch our heart.
愿你向我们显现。
And may you appear to us.
愿你使我们带着你丰盛的同在和你自己在我们生命中的工作回去。
So that your abundance will work in our life.
我们把颂赞荣耀归给你自己。
And we give praise and thanks to you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. 好，我们还是再读几处的圣经。
And let's read a few scriptures.
启示录第二十二章。
Book of Revelation chapter 22.
第七节。
Verse 7.
看啊，我必快来。凡遵守这书上预言的。有福了。
Behold, I'm coming soon. Blessed is he who keeps the word of the prophecy in this book.
十二节。
Verse 12.
二十二章十二节。
Chapter 22, verse 12.
看啊，我必快来，赏罚在我，要照个人所行的报应他。
Behold, I'm coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to everyone according to what he has done.
十七节。
Verse 17.
圣灵和心腹都说来，听见的人也该说来，口渴的人也当来，愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。
The spirit and the bride say, Come, and let him who hears say, Come. Whoever is thirsty, let him come, and whoever wishes, let him take the free gift of the water of life.
二十节。
Verse 20.
证明这事的说，是了。我必快来，阿们。主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
He who testifies these things says, Yes, I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
我们再看启示录十九章第九节。
Book of Revelation chapter 19 verse 9.
天使吩咐我说，你要写上，凡被请赴羔羊之婚宴的，有福了。又对我说，这是神。真实的话。
Then the angel said to me, Write, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. And he added, These are the true words of God.
马太福音二十五章第一节到第十三节。
Book of Matthew chapter 25, verse 1.
那时天国好比十个童女拿着灯出去迎接新郎。
At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom.
其中有五个是愚拙的，五个是聪明的。
Five of them were foolish and five were wise.
愚拙的拿着灯却不预备油。
The foolish one took the lamps but did not take any oil with them.
聪明的拿着灯又预备油在器皿里。
The wise, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps.
新郎迟延的时候，他们都打盹睡着了。
The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep.
半夜有人喊着说，新郎来了，你们出来迎接他。
At midnight, the cry rang out, Here is the bridegroom, come out to meet him.
那些童女就都起来收拾灯。
Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their light.
愚拙的对聪明的说，请分点油给我们， 因为我们的灯要灭了。
The foolish one says to the wise, give us some of your oil, our lamps are going out.
聪明的回答说，恐怕不够你我用的，不如你们自己到卖油的那里去买吧。
No, they replied, there may not be enough for both of us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves.
他们去买的时候，新郎到了，那预备好了的同他进去坐席，门就关了。
But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegrooms arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut.
其余的童女随后也来了。说主啊主啊给我们开门。
Later the others also come. Sir, sir, they said, open the door for us.
他却回答说我实在告诉你们我不认识你们。
But he replied, I tell you the truth, I don't know you.
所以你们要警醒因为那日子那时辰你们不知道。
Therefore keep watch because you do not know the day or the hour.
这段圣经我们已经看过了几次。
We have read the scriptures a few times.
今天我还是跟弟兄姊妹特别关心这个油这一方面。
But I want to concentrate again on the oil topic.
这个油呢，就是橄榄油。
And this oil is olive oil.
橄榄油是怎么形成的
？And how is olive oil extract?
橄榄树长大，长的橄榄，
the、
橄榄能够摘下来之后，要经过。压榨才出现油。
The olive oil came from olive tree. After they picked the olive need to be pressed to get the oil out of it.
所以这是表示说这有经过十字架的工作。
And this represents the cross.
有十字架的经历。
It represents the experience of cross.
我在主面前等候的时候
，While I await before the Lord，
我就想起我开车的经历。
I think about when I drive.
我到现在，我现在不知道是第几辆车了哈。
I had a few calls already by now.
神很幽默哈。我在服兵役的时候，神让我当的是运输官。运输官就是 transportation.
When I was in the army, Lord allowed me to be the as a officer in the transportation department.
那也就是我要懂车，我要懂这个机械这方面的东西。
So then I am in contact with a lot of cars.
我的确学了一点，就是关于怎样保养车啊，怎样那些东西，那些知识。我们在反正下部队之前就做了这样的训练。
So I was trained in knowing how to maintain cars.
我想我是记得那些讲什么东西。
I don't think I truly remember the details.
但是呢，我下了部队之后并不管车。
But after I joined the army, I was not.Maintaining car.
我管过兵，我当过参谋，但是没管车。
I was in the soldier. I had been counselor, but I did not really manage any vehicles.
所以这些东西当然记得，但是忘记了。
So I know I had learned it, but I don't remember what I learned.
等到我真正开车的时候
，When I truly start driving,
我就只想到开车。
And I only remember that I should just drive.
然后从来没想到要换油。
But I never remember that I need to change oil.
我就开呀开呀开呀，开到有一天，哎，怎么车没力了
？And after a long time, my car started losing energy.
那时候我准备想说，哎呀，这个车买的太老了，因为太老了，所以就不能开太久，所以就没有了。
And my sister says, oh, the car is too old. That's why it's not working well.
所以换一个车。
And then we change another car.
换一个不太老的车。
And it's still not a best car.
虽然不太老呢，还是开呀开呀开呀，没想到换油。
It's not too old, the car, but it still doesn't have enough energy.
就我这一次没有开到不动。
And this time it actually doesn't move.
但是我开了，因为我后来就搬到美国来了。
And not long after I moved over here.
然后这个车就转给我岳父去了。
And I let my father-in-law have the car.
我想他也跟我一样，开呀开呀开呀，没想到换油。
And then he did the same thing like me. He just keep driving it and never change oil.
然后呢，我 来多久啊？反正我回去，因为我每次回去那个车又叫又给我开。
So every time I went back to Taiwan, that car, they still let me drive that same car.
然后呢，有一次我一开的时候，哎，怎么以前那个上一个车的那个现象是又出现在这个车的身上？
And then when I was driving, it has the same problem like the first car that I had.
我虽然学过这个保养这个车子啊。
Even though I had learned those lessons of how to maintain cars.
我在这两个车哈发生这个情况之前，我一点都不记得。
But the two cars gave me the same problem, and I still did not link it back to what I learned.
然后第二个车又发生这个情况的时候，我想说奇怪，怎么会两个车都是发生同样的结果呢
？And then when the second car had the same problem, I was like, how come it happened to me again?
后来想一想
，And I thought.
对啊，车保养有一级、二级、三级、四级、五级啊。
Then I realized that I need to maintain them at stage 1, stage 2, stage 3.
最简单的保养就是要洗车，要换油啊。
And the basic maintenance is to change oil.
洗车大概是洗了换油，就是没换了。
And I might have washed my car, but I never changed oil.
结果，那当然车后来就报废了。
And so the car got ruined because I never changed.
我想说，你看，就算一个机械，它都需要油，啊，要正常的一个按一个时间就换一下。
So even a machine needs oil change frequently.
其实还不是光刚，不是只有换机油的，其实还有大概有六种还几种油要换，对不对
？There are more than just one oil in cars.
所以到一个时候就是要换油。
But at, frequently we need to change oil.
那就是保说，你如果这个机器像这个车，如果要真的用的久的话。你真的按规矩换。
So if you want this machine to run long time, then you have to frequently according to the schedule to change oil.
感谢主，我后来搞懂了。
And thanks the Lord.
我懂了 ，I understand.
Oh, and then thanks the Lord. Later on, I truly understand.
所以后来我们来美国之后买的第一辆车。
After I came to America, the first car.
我们就照规矩，3000、3000、3000就换了。
And according to schedule, every 3,000 miles we change oil.
现在还是觉得这个车好得很。
And the car is still running very well.
已经如果按时间的话，已经现在是16年了。
According to time, it's already 16 years.
按里程的话，大约20万。
According to the mileage, it's already 200,000.
因为我们最近那个车开的比较少，不然老早冲过20万了。
We have used it less, otherwise it was going to go over 300,000.
外表比较旧
，The outside look is old.
但是你开的时候，你还是觉得，因为我上280啊，我就可以冲到60。
But when you are on a highway, I can still drive to the 60 miles per hour.
那这是什么？这就是我们照规矩说。
That is what's the reason is because we go by the schedule.
所以有的车如果它不是本身造的不好的话，它应该可以是用很长的。
It's not because the car was not made well, but because whether we follow the rules.
但是这个基本的保养，像这些基本的油，你是必须要注意的。
And the basic maintenance we have to pay attention to.
所以像我们基督徒生活也是这样。
And back to our Christian life.
我们基督生活的油是什么
？What is the oil for our Christian life?
绝对不是你这个脂肪油啊。
Of course, it's not your body lotion.
就是圣灵。
But the Holy Spirit.
有人问这个是尼陀生问还是有人问尼陀生你怎样过基督徒生活
I don't know if it's Brother Nee asked somebody or somebody asked Brother Nee. The question is how do you live your Christian life?
你真正要过真正的基督徒生活是让住在里面的基督活出来
The real Christian life is to allow the Christ live inside you to live out.
所以这个就是什么需要被圣灵充满
And how to do that is to be filled by Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵充满是一件重要的事情。
And Holy Spirit filling you is an important task.
不是只是个讲法。
It's not just a theory.
不是叫我们来评论的东西。
It's not just a topic for us to discuss.
是主给信耶稣的人，给圣徒是一个特权。
But it's the right for the saint, for the Christian.
而且这个特权呢，让你在过基督生活的时候。可以胜过一切。
And this privilege allows the Christian to live out the Christian life.
不但胜过一切，而且你真正可以认识救我们的主，现在坐宝座的主，他 到底是哪一位，他到底有多宝贵。
So that we can overcome our daily life and get to know this Lord who is sitting in the throne and know how precious he is.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹 你的情况是这样，我自己觉得我信耶稣，你叫我用原来的我的这个心，原来的我的这个心思头脑这个能力去认识主，我没有办法。
To me, it's hard for me to use my old mind to know this Lord.
我常常觉得我想不懂。
I always think that I cannot think through, think clear.
我不能明白。
I couldn't understand.
或者我感觉不到。
Or I cannot have the feeling.
反正就是我原来这个人是没有办法认识神。
My original person cannot know God.
但是呢，如果圣灵他在我里面带领我一下，帮助我一下，哎，我就很简单就认识了。
But if the Holy Spirit fill me and give me a little guidance, then I can get to know the Lord easily.
我必须承认。
I have to admit.
我没有办，我如果没有被圣灵充满。
If I were not filled with Holy Spirit,
我一天的基督徒生活都没办法过。
I have no Christian life at all.
我更不要说认识主。
And not to even say that to get to know the Lord.
虽然我们是有失败。
We failed.
但是仍然要回来被圣灵充满。
But we have to revive to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
这是必须的。
This is a must.
而且圣灵充满我们会带来我们生命上的改变。
And Holy Spirit fill us to change our original life.
所以上次我们提了，就是说我们要学会顺服圣灵的带领。
So we have to be obedient to the Holy Spirit's guidance.
圣灵是说话的。
The Holy Spirit speaks to us.
可能我没有听过。
Maybe we haven't heard of it.
但是不是神不说话。
But that is not because God is not speaking.
可能我能听的那个器官有点问题。
But maybe my hearing has problem.
或者我其他什么地方有什么问题。
Or maybe my heart has problem.
神是创造人的。
God is the one who created man.
造耳朵的神。
And the one who created our ears.
他岂不听见我们吗？
So you don't think he can hear us?
造耳朵的神，他造的是一个聋子的耳朵吗？
The ear that he created, you think he's going to create an ear that doesn't hear?
不会。
No.
他一定会让我们知道。
He will let us know.
他一定会让我们明白。
He wants us to understand.
所以这个如果学会了受圣灵引导。
So if you learn how to be obedient to the Holy Spirit's guidance.
他说凡被圣灵引导都是神的儿子。
So all those follow the Holy Spirit are the children of God.
所以被圣灵引导跟生命长大很有关系的。
So to be guided by the Holy Spirit and in order to grow, they are related.
千万不要轻看。
Do not look down on it.
如果我没有学会，我就承认没有学会。
If we have not learned, then we have to admit that we have not learned enough.
千万不要轻看，更不要批评。
And do not look down on it and do not criticize it.
如果我不会，我还批评。
If I do not know and I still criticize it.
那我就是去说一个我不知道的东西。
Then we are criticizing something that we don't know.
我得不到益处，我没有叫别人得益处。我得不到益处，我也没有叫别人得到益处。
I did not gain from the criticism, and I did not help other people to gain.
我相信圣经怎么说，神就是怎么说。
I believe whatever the Bible said is what the Holy Spirit said.
圣经告诉我们这是重要的事。
If the Bible said this is important,
那一定很重要。
Then it's very important.
那就是叫我们能够进入这个世界。
And that is to call us into the reality.
常常我们对于圣经不太提的东西。
A lot of time we do not care about Holy Spirit.
花了很多精神力气。
We've spent a lot of energy.
结果圣经不太注意这种东西。
But then, it's something that the Holy Spirit doesn't care.
那我们的重心可能不是神要我们看重的重点。
Then our main point is not what God has.
所以顺服圣灵跟被圣灵充满这是很重要的事情。
So obedience to the Holy Spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to fill us is important.
这是预备油。
This is to be prepared.
那当我们被圣灵充满，会有事情发生的。
So after you get the Holy Spirit filled in, there is something happen.
神不是说你们要被圣灵充满，但是放在冰箱里面。
God did not tell you to be filled with Holy Spirit and put it into the fridge.
神不是这样。
God didn't say that.
神不是说你被圣灵充满， 放在仓库里面。
God didn't want you to be filled with Holy Spirit and let it allow to be in the warehouse.
神让圣灵充满的人，在他身上就先产生那个新鲜活泼的认识和经历。
Lord wants you to be filled with Holy Spirit and start have this fresh life.
所以这是一个很宝贵的事情。
And it's precious.
我请大家读一段的圣经。
And let's read another scripture.
啊，这是关系到圣灵的经历。
And this is related to experience with Holy Spirit.
因为我们如果真的是被人家是装满的油，预备的油，那就被圣灵充满，一定是有一些经历。
If we are filled with the Holy Spirit oil, then we will have experience.
神不会做这件事情说你被圣灵充满，但是你什么都没有。
God will not put you in a situation that you are filled with Holy Spirit but nothing happened.
我们要记得神不是虚空的神。
You have to know that our God is not an empty God.
离开神就变成虚空。
When you leave God, then you are empty.
所以神不会说你被圣灵充满，但是都在虚空里面，不会。
So, God will not allow you to be filled by Holy Spirit, but let you in vanity.
如果我们活在虚空里面
，If we are living in this emptiness,
其实就说明我们现在没有被圣灵充满。
Then that means you are not filled with Holy Spirit.
如果你被圣灵充满，就不在虚空里面。
If you are filled with Holy Spirit, you cannot be in emptiness.
如果我们在圣灵充满底下，就不在死亡里面。
If we are filled with Holy Spirit, we cannot be in death.
如果我们里面充满了死
If I filled with death in me,
我们散发出来的也是死
All those things revealed from me is death.
那只说明一件事情
Then it says something.
神的同在在我身上可能不真实
That the presence of Lord is not real in us.
我如果是被圣灵充满神同在在我身上他是把我出死入生把我拉出去了
If the Holy Spirit is in me, the presence of God is in me, then I will be brought out of death.
圣灵充满有一种现象，在圣灵中的喜乐。
There is this apparent phenomenon of Holy Spirit is joy.
所以你真的被圣灵充满，你就有在圣灵所给你的平安，甚至到圣灵给你的喜乐。
So if you are truly filled by the Holy Spirit, you will have this joy and peace from Holy Spirit.
这些都鼓励我们。并且引导我们能够在跟随主上面把很难很难的状况很难很难的经历就变成我们可以经过可以容易的
This is to encourage us to have this close relationship with Holy Spirit so that our difficulties and our circumstances can pass
神是要得着见证的器皿
Lord want to receive vanities want to receive vessels for testimony
如果这个见证的器皿是靠着自己天然的能力。
If this utensils is depending on their nature,
那只能这个人只能见证说，神创造的天然人是很有能力的。
So then they can only testify that God created nature is powerful.
是天然的很有能力。
But the nature power
是属地的很有能力。
The earth power.
但是神不是要证见证这样。
But Lord do not want this.
神要见证他自己。
Lord wants us to testify him.
如果有能力是神的能力。
If there is power, it's the power from God.
如果有智慧是神的智慧。
If there is wisdom, it's the wisdom from God.
如果有荣耀是神的荣耀。
If there is glory, it's the glorious God.
所以这必须是出于神的。
So it has to come from God.
只有出于神的出于宝座的才能回到宝座
Only those come from the throne can return to the throne
主耶稣是从宝座下来
Jesus Christ came from the throne
倒空他自己
And empty out himself
顺服神
Obey to Lord
死在十字架上
Die on the cross
然后又回到宝座去
And then he returned to the throne
所以如果我们能够顺服着出于宝座的。
So if we can obey what came from the throne,
我们可能有很严峻的施加的经历。
And then we will have the serious experience of the cross.
经过很严格的环境的考验。
And experience a serious testing from circumstances.
神仍然要因着你顺服基督的缘故回到宝座。
And because of your obedience, you will return to throne.
这个我们一直有一段时间一直在读启示录。
And there was a time that we keep reading this book of Revelation.
早期的时候读启示录很下乘。
And in the beginning, reading this book make us feel very down.
看到这个灾,那个灾, 看到这个问题, 那个问题,
reading so many problems and disasters.
看到很多搞不懂的东西,
and a lot of things that we don't understand.
哎呀, 一讲到读启示录就, 哎呀,
and once we mention about Revelation, we got a little bit scared.
但是经过这些年,
but after all these years and going back to read the same book,
神在启示录里面 告诉我们许多宝贵得胜的经历。
In the book of Revelation, God revealed a lot of precious experience to us.
神得着了许多真正顺服神、顺服宝座，在地上生活，然后又回到宝座，又到宝座上去的人。
God received so many saints who came from the throne and live on the earth and return back to the throne.
如果有机会你仔细地看看,想一想,
if you have chance, read it carefully and meditate it.
真的对我们是很大很大的鼓励。
It has a lot of grace to us.
希望主有一天给弟兄姊妹都能得到。
And may the Lord reveal to every brothers and sisters.
好,我们现在来看哥林多前书第二章。
And let's read Book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 2.
第9节到第16节。
Verse 9 to 16.
如经上所记, 神为爱他的人所预备的, 是眼睛未曾看见, 耳朵未曾听见, 人心也未曾想到的。
As it is written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him.
只有神, 借着圣灵向我们显明了，因为圣灵参透万事，就是神深奥的事也参透了。But
God has revealed it to us by His Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God.
除了在人里头的灵，谁知道人的事？像这样，除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事。For
who among men knows the thought of a man except the man's spirit within him? In the same way, no one knows the thought of God except the Spirit of God.
我们所领受的并不是世上的灵，乃是从神来的灵，叫我们能知道神开恩赐给我们的事。We
have not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we may understand what God has freely given us.
并且我们讲说这些事，不是用人智慧所指教的言语。 乃是用圣灵所指教的言语, 将属灵的话解释属灵的事。
This is what we speak, not in word taught us by human wisdom, but in word taught by the Spirit, expressing spiritual truth in spiritual word.
然而属血气的人不领会神圣灵的事, 反倒以为愚拙, 并且不能知道, 因为这些事唯有属灵的人能看透。
The man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolish to him, and he cannot understand them, because they are spiritually discerned.
属灵的人能看透万事, 却没有一人能看透了他。
The spiritual man makes judgment about all things, but he himself is not subject to any man's judgment.
谁曾知道主的心去教导他呢? 但我们是有基督的心的。For
who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
好，你会发现中文跟我的英文最后一节那个心是不一样的。So
if you pay attention, the Chinese word that referred to heart is different with the English mind.
中文翻译是谁曾知道主的心？其实那个不是心，谁知道主的心思、主的想法呢？
And in Chinese, when it's mentioned about the Lord's heart, it's actually mentioned the Lord's mind.
然后呢,他说,但我们是有基督的心思了。
And when it says in Chinese that we have the Christ's heart, it actually means that we have the mind of Christ.
所以这段话很明显地告诉我们,圣灵在基督徒身上有工作。
So it clearly shows us how Holy Spirit works with Christians.
他的工作的最后的结果就是有基督的心思在这个人身上。
And the achievement from the spiritual work is to allow us to have God's mind.
所以这是一个很宝贵的。
So this is precious.
基督的心思。
the mind of the Lord.
基督的心思帮助我们认识基督自己。
The mind of Christ allows us to understand Christ.
基督的心思使我们可以活在那个受主引导的时机里面。
The mind of Christ allows us to be guided in his, in his, under his guidance.
基督的心思使我们跟神的关系能够像基督顺服父神一样。
The mind of Christ allows us to have this obedience just like Christ has his obedience to the Lord.
所以如果基督的心思在我们身上。
So if the mind of Christ is in us.
我们如果基督是温柔的我们就会温柔。
So if it's meek, then we will have meek.
啊基督是喜乐的我们也喜乐。
So if there is joy in Christ, we will have joy.
基督在不能赞美的环境里面大声的赞美父神。
In the circumstances that he cannot praise the God, Christ praised the God.
我们也与他同赞美。
And we are with him.
所以这是一个很宝贵的事情。
So this is precious.
那这个我再看再读一段好了。那个哥林多后书第十章。
Second Corinthians chapter 10.
这是我们星期五晚上在一起读圣经的弟兄们正好读的这一段。
And this is the scriptures that we read in the Friday Bible study.
第十章的第四节。
Chapter 10, verse 4.
第四节到第五节好了好吧。
Verse 4 to 5.
我们征战的兵器本不是属血气的乃是在神面前有能力可以攻破坚固的营垒。
The weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds.
将各样的计谋各样拦阻人认识神的那些至高之事一概攻破又将人所有的心意夺回使他都顺服基督。
We demolish arguments and every pretensions that set itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ.
这个第五节的后面说，又将人所有的心意，就是心思夺回。
And later part of this verse 5, it mentioned about the thought and mind of man.
那这个使他都顺服基督在原文上就是进入基督的顺服。
And here it mentioned to make it obedience to Christ, and in the original text, it means to enter into Christ.
这个是保罗他服侍弟兄姊妹服侍圣徒这个他在神面前在做的事情。
This is what Paul did while he's serving brothers and sisters.
被他服侍的
Though those who were served by him,
到一个被他服侍他觉得可以让神满意的地步就是他有基督的顺服在他身上。
He wants to serve to satisfy God to a point that he has Christ in him.
但是基督的顺服如果在他身上这个人心思要被夺回。
But if obedience to Christ is in him, that means his thought needs to be returned captive.
所以这里是告诉我们我们的心思是要改变的。
So here it told us that our thought mind need to be changed.
所以如果我们信主了很多年还是跟没有信主的时候是一样的心思。
So if we believe in Christ for a long time, but we still have the same thought and mind.
那表示圣灵在我们身上工作不深不透。
Then that means the Holy Spirit did not work through us.
因为拿我没办法。
Because The Holy Spirit cannot control you.
我应该现在是有耶稣基督的想心思。
I should have the mind of Christ.
但是我没有。
But I don't.
我应该是像主耶稣一样能够顺服神。
I should have been like Christ, obedience to God.
但是我没有。
But I couldn't.
因为圣灵在我身上不太有路走。
Because Holy Spirit cannot flow in us.
那这是我们需要在主面前悔改的。
And this is what we need to repent.
我们求主怜悯我们。
We ask Lord to have mercy.
如果我们有这种情况，求主把我们救出去。
If we are in this situation, save us out.
不要继续留在这种情况。
Do not stay in the same situation.
但是圣灵在我们身上，把我们从旧的心思转变到新的心思是有过程的。
But the process for the Holy Spirit to bring us from the old mind to the new mind.
所以我们看一下，在这个哥林多前书第二章那里。
So in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1, chapter 2.
在那里呢第十节说只有神借着圣灵向我们显明了。向我们显明这一件事情这个原来是就是启示。
God has revealed to us by His Spirit. Revealed is like a revelation.
就是打开了。
That is to open up.
打开让我们认识神自己。
To open up to allow us to know the God.
或认识真理。
To know the truth.
是我们哦，我先看懂了。
So that we realize that, oh, now we understand.
所以启示不是叫我们只是知道一个事情。
So reveal is not just to let us know something.
但是这是叫我们看懂了之后呢，我们能够转向神。
But to allow us to understand and turn to God.
这个我想这个每一个人都可能经历到。
I believe everyone has experienced this.
我自己知道我自己的很大的一个转变。
I know, for me, there is a big change.
那个转变就是我知道宇宙万有之间有一个至高的主宰。
The change is for me to know that there is this one God for the universe.
但是不是光客观的知道有一个万有的主宰。
But it's not just to my knowledge to know it.
我起头是知道有客观上知道有万有的主宰。
In the beginning, I just have this knowledge.
那当我在主观上跟他这个联系上的时候。
And objectively, when I become connected with him,
在我身上一个改变就是我愿意到他面前去跟他办交涉。
The change to me is that I'm willing to come before him.
我当时不知道这是祷告。
I didn't know that was the prayer.
但是呢这是我祷告生活的开始。
But that was the beginning of my prayer life.
我愿意到他面前跟他办交涉。
I'm willing to go before him to speak to him.
他如果存在。
If he exists.
我怎样跟人办交涉。
Then I will be willing to negotiate with him.
我应该也可以跟他办交涉。
Then I can also negotiate with God.
我果然跟他办成了交涉。
So I do started negotiations.
所以这就激励我。
So this encouraged me.
我更愿意去跟他办更多的交涉。
I'm more willing to come before him to do more negotiations.
那我起头只是说宇宙有个至高的主宰。
In the beginning, I only know that there is this divine God.
但是当我这跟他联系上了之后，我跟他办交涉以后
，But once I connected with him and start having negotiations，
我发现在这个办交涉当中，我遇见了一个超越的智慧。
And through the process, I realized there is this divine wisdom。
我当时不知道神就是智慧本身。
At that time, I didn't know that God was that wisdom。
但是我的确感受到那个智慧的存在。
But I truly feel the existence of this wisdom。
在继续的办交涉当中，我发现有超越的能力。
And through the process, I feel the divine power.
我知道这个能力不是我们肉身的能力。
And I know that this power doesn't come from flesh.
这个能力是在万有当中会调度的一切的能力。
And this is the power that can change the universe.
哇，我就说，哇，这什么东西？
And I start thinking, what is this?
但是我里面很受激励。很受激励，很受。
And I was truly encouraged.
继续更多办交涉。
And I continue with him.
所以我从一件大事情到另外一件大事情。
So from one big task to the next big task.
到后来呢，因为我读了一个理论叫做最适控制。Optimal control.
And I read a theory about optimal control.
如果你是一个理想派的，你读到那个理论，你会很。很喜欢的。
If you are an ideologist, you like this theory.
我们用图形，用数据来分析。
It's being analyzed with a lot of data.
哎呀，发现，哇，很好啊！如果我们人生每一个阶段，每一个都可以找到最适合的，这多宝贵啊！
And if then we realize that this theory is so good that in our life stage, if we can find this optimum stage.
但是我读的那本书。不是只有讲最适控制的最佳理论，不是讲那个只有 optimal 的那个阶段叫 Pareto optimal。
That book doesn't only talk about the Pareto's optimum。
就是柏拉图最适境界。
The optimum world。
没关系，你听不懂没关系，反正是哈，这就
是
这只是一个名词而已。
Because it's the just the terms from the book。
但是这个讲完了呢？下面讲说次佳理论 second best theory。
And then after that, the book continued to say the second best deal.
然后再讲 second best 就是说我们大部分人我们所有大部分的事情都是用 second best 来处理的。
And then it mentioned that our majority people usually take the second best channel.
你知道如果你看的全部都 second best, 其实 second best 还是 uncertain 的，根本就不知道到哪里是 second best。
And actually that second best is still uncertain to everybody.
所以呢就有点下沉。
So then I feel down reading the book.
但是我继续在跟这个至高者办交涉。
But when I continue to deal with this divine God,
继续在办交涉当中，有一天不晓得这样神一这样我一突然明白了，这个 optimal control, 这个 Prato, 这个最好的最适境界呢，神可以做到啊，这个至高者可以做到。
And during the process dealing with this God, I realized this optimum control can be done by God.
所以这里就告诉我们，这里在我们里面是有个进步的。
So then we improve to the next stage.
我是用我的经历帮助你们明白了。
I use my own experience to express to you.
那所以在这段话里面就说什么？神向我们显明，他打开了启示我们。
So here it says that God has opened up Himself to reveal to us.
然后呢，他带领我们去进入去可以明白的一个阶段一个阶段。
And so that we can understand Him stage by stage.
然后呢，就会发生另外的情况。
And then the next thing will happen.
好，我看哈，他说。这里有十一节哈
，verse 11。
除了在人里头的灵，谁知道人的事？像这样，除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事。
For who among men knows the thought of a man except the man's spirit within him? In the same way, no one knows the thought of God except the spirit of God.
中文有两个知道，对不对
？There are two know in the Chinese translation.
但英文不是英文，这原文呢，这两个字是不同的字。
And in the original text, these two know are different words.
第一个知道呢，是里面的知道 ，perceive 里面的知道。
The first know is perceived something inside you.
然后呢，第二个知道呢，是属于外面那个知道。
And the second know is the outward knowing.
所以圣灵在我们里面工，在我们人身上工作。
So Holy Spirit works inside us.
会产生你里面知道。
Will create your knowledge inside.
有的时候你可能解释不清楚给别人，但你里面知道。
Sometimes you cannot explain in words, but inside you, you understand.
这是圣灵的工作。
And this is the work of Holy Spirit.
他要我们把我们带到基督的心思，要我们从里面开始。
He went, the Spirit went to bring us into the mind of God, starting from inside.
要我们从里面，就好像跟基督有交通了。
So that we have this inside communication with
God. 然后呢，这个里面的知道呢，慢慢外面，我的心思慢慢也逐渐知道了。
And flow from inside, and then my knowledge grow.
所以这个知道呢，就把我们带到，就往前走。
And this knowledge brought us forward.
而且不但是叫我们知道。他继续要教我们。
Not only to let us know, but it will edify us continuously.
好，我们再看哈。第十三节。
Verse 13.
并且我们讲说这些事，不是用人智慧所指教的言语，乃是用圣灵所指教的言语，将属灵的话解释属灵的事。
This is what we speak, not in word taught us by human wisdom, but in the word taught by the Holy Spirit, expressing spiritual truth in spiritual words.
圣灵不但是会叫我们知道。
Holy Spirit not only to let us know.
圣灵会教我们。
But it will teach us.
这是个很奇妙的事情。
This is a miracle.
但这是叫我们真的你要俯伏在神的面前。
But you have to bow before God.
我是学商的。
I learned
business.
Business.
我不是学电脑的。
I did not learn computer.
我不懂电脑。
I do not know computer.
但是呢，因为这个我们以前在台湾特别聚会服事的缘故。
But back in Taiwan during special gatherings.
那个时候。我们的聚会里面 80% 以上都是年长的。
And in my gathering, over 80% are elderly brothers and sisters.
我已经不算很年轻，算年轻的。
I was considered young.
所以 我一看，在那之前呢，我们办特会，所有的资料都是用手写的。
And before I joined the group, any special gathering, all those notes were written in hand.
那年长的就拿曾经写的给我看，哇，我说真是很辛苦啊。
And the elderly showed me the note in handwriting, and I feel so much work from them, so hard work.
那你知道写东西，你在家再改就很非常辛苦的。
You know, in handwriting, if you want to edit it, it's hard.
哎呀，我想说，如果叫我这样写，我才没这个耐心这样写写那么多。
So I was like, oh, if I have to write all these things, I might not have that patience.
所以我们就有弟兄讲说，有没有谁可以用电脑？
And so a brother mentioned that anyone know how to use computer.
但是没有人学电脑。
But nobody learned computer at that time.
我也不是学电脑。
I did not learn computer either.
那时候没有人回答，我也不敢回答。
So nobody answered, and I did not dare to answer.
但我就默默到主面前祷告。
But I came to the Lord quietly.
真的需要用电脑吗？
And do I really need to learn computer?
我可以用吗？
Would I be able to use it?
我可以学吗？
Would I be able to learn?
我真的需要吗？
Is it necessary?
你把这个事情叫我做吗？
Is this a true task for me?
我跟主就多次办交涉之后，
After a few deal with Lord,
我就发现主好像把这个托付给我。
And I realized that this burden is on me.
不但托付给我，而且让我在工作中有电脑可以用。
And not only giving me this burden, but I have chance to use computer at work.
那后来
，And later on，
后来那个我就要开始设计这些东西。
So I start designing all these work.
我去设计的，我就要学对特会、特别聚会需要的一切都能够懂。
So I have to start get to know all these special gatherings.
我也需要对电脑这方面要怎么做成这个东西要懂。
And I also need to learn how to use computer.
但这两个我原来都不懂。
And these two things I did not know.
那我只好特会的事情可以去问问些人。
So about the special gatherings, I asked other brothers and sisters.
那电脑的方面呢，就只好去摸索。
And the computer task, I just have to seek on my own.
因为我们那个时代是286时代。
And in that generation,
全部都是下指令的。那个什么叫
Everything was done by a command. On the computer.
286时代啊，不是现在这种时代。
In that generation, it's not like the window easy to manage.
所有东西都是要一个一个去学它的。
And every single command you have to learn.
啊，那主让我果然就去有机会学起来。
And Lord allowed me to learn.
也让我学的不觉得太困难。
And I also did not feel difficult while learning.
我用的那个时候是 DBase, database.
The first computer I used is DBase.
啊，我把 DBase 用到爆掉。
I used that computer till it exploded.
啊，那这神就让我就是有机会去用它。
And I had that chance to use it.
我要讲的是一点。
But I just want to point out one.
其他细节我们就有机会聊，再聊。
We have other time to chat about the details.
那个时候，主给我机会去服侍。
Lord allowed me to serve at that time.
然后我就问主说，我又不懂这个，我又不懂那个，到底什么要做
？And I asked the Lord, I don't know this, I don't know that. What needs to be achieved?
特会可能十个月以后要发生的事情。
The special gathering is going to happen in 10 months.
那还有九八七六一段这样下去。
So the countdown of the months.
但是我现在可以预备。
But I can start preparing.
我要预备什么
？What should I prepare?
一个我又不懂这个，我又不懂那个，我要预备什么
？I don't know this, I don't know that, I don't know what to prepare.
那我就在这边祷告。
And I pray.
我需要懂的，你让我懂。
If I need to know, please teach me.
那如果需要预备的，你要告诉我要预备，而且怎么预备
？If what needs to be prepared, please tell me what to prepare and how to prepare.
然后我就没。在经常在那里主面前安静祷告的时候
，So I always pray before the Lord quietly.
我到一个阶段呢，主就会告诉我说，这个东西需要做，这些需要做，这要把它变成一个什么东西，一个变什么东西。
And from time to time at this at a certain stage, Lord will tell me what to do and how to do it.
我就好，因为我有时候怕忘记，就把它写下来。
And I was afraid that I would forget, so I write it down.
那我就尽快的在几天之内能够把它 完成。
And I try to finish what Lord told me to do in a few days.
就这样子几天几天几天几天。
So everything go by stage in a few days.
几个月当中，我不知不觉累积了100多种东西。
In a few months, I have done over 100 tasks.
等到到了快到特会的时候，我说我弄那么多东西干什么？那么多东西干什么
？Sometimes I don't understand why I have to prepare so many things. But when the time comes,
因为我不知道，因为我只是祷告里面问主，主教我，我就好，我就教我就顺服，我就做吧。
I only obey to the Lord when I pray what to do, and when He revealed to me what to do, I just do it.
那我不知道为什么要那么多呢？
I didn't know what's the reason.
而且真的想面面俱到，哇，这样的一种怎么都有。
And then it was so complete, comprehensive.
结果没有想到，那一年特会，在很多情况上发生重大改变。
And then in that year, something changed, very importantly.
那在短时间之内，除了报名那个名字不改变，很多都改变。
Besides the in a short period of time, a lot of things change.
譬如说好了，香港机场大罢工。
Just like in the Hong Kong airport, there is this strike.
所有从香港来的要经过香港的资料统统改变。
So those who go through Hong Kong cannot come.
还有很多情况。那是到最后一个月了才发生的。
And this happened only in the last month.
我事先完全不知道要发生这些事情。
I cannot pretell all these things going to come.
那一个月真的是忙得焦头烂额。
That month I was too so busy.
一面很忙很忙。
I very very busy.
但另外一面呢，我里面充满了敬拜。
But on the other hand, I'm filled with Holy Spirit.
为什么充满了敬拜呢
？I'm filled with the praise.
一百多种东西在等他。
Because there are 100 tasks that I have done prepared for these.
你有什么情况要用啊？
What type of situation?
你发生什么情况吗？
What type of new event?
就没讲。
It didn't say.
想想。
But when you think.
就里面什么东西拉出来就可以了。
And then out of that 100 tasks that I prepared, I can pull one of those to resolve the problem.
我不晓得我这样讲，你们的感受是怎样？
I don't know how you feel when I say this.
我亲身经历的，我在那里是真的是很受激励的。
I was truly encouraged because I'm experiencing it.
我做到我那一年都感冒了。
And I was working so hard that I catch cold.
但是我里面敬拜神。
But inside me, I'm praising the Lord.
因为他教我。
Because He has taught me.
圣灵会教我们的。
The Holy Spirit will teach us.
这是我们需要学的。
This is something we need to learn.
如果今天我们不能被神教了。
If today we cannot be edified by God.
那可能有个危机啊。
Then there is this crisis.
也就是基督的心思要在我身上成为实际，有困难了。
That is the mind of Christ become the reality in me would not happen.
如果我们在地上很多东西都需要学。
So there are so many things to learn on earth.
我们到我们的至高者，到我们的主面去学。
To come to this sovereign God.
让圣灵教我们。
Allow Him to teach us.
有不合理吗
？Isn't that unreasonable?
有不需要吗？
Isn't that unnecessary?
你觉得这个是一个需要积极的，还是过一段时间再说吧
？Do you need to be proactive in this?
你知道，我那一年，我那个服侍，我真的觉得我对神刮目相看，我认为认识的神，往往把我提升到另外一个认识里面去。
That service actually allowed me to bring to the next stage knowing the God.
这需要我花一年的时间，每一次他给我带领，我都顺服、顺服、顺服、顺服。
But I spent the whole year listening to him and be obedient to him.
我在顺服的时候，我可能还不知道我这个顺服将来有没有用。
When I was obeying him, I didn't even know what I did will be useful in the future.
等到我到特会。那个月，特会还没完，我已经知道说，我过去这一年所顺服的，就是为了现在。
Even before the special gathering end, I already knew that all I had prepared was useful.
主是配得敬拜的。
Lord is worthy of praise.
配得我们花时间在他面前。
And worth the time that we spend before Him.
基督的心思。
The mind of Christ.
基督的心思要成为基督徒的心思。
The mind of Christ should be the mind of Christians.
教会才有机会彰显基督自己。
Then the church will have chance to reveal mind of Christ.
人来到基督徒面前。
When people come before Christian,
才有机会遇见基督,
then they have, 认识基督。Then they have chance to get to know this Christ.
如果基督徒的心思只是世人的心思,
if the mind of Christians is the same as the mind of other people,
人来到基督徒面前就发现你们也没什么。
When people come to Christian, they don't see any difference.
但是虽然基督的心思与世人的心思不同,
but the mind of Christ is different with the mind of people.
但是如果基督徒有基督徒的心思,
but if the mind
有基督的心思,
if mind of Christian has this mind of Christ,
神就给他智慧和能力帮助那些愿意受帮助的能够得着。
Then God will give the power andthe wisdom to the people, to the Christian to help others.
这是圣灵充满我们。
This is when the Holy Spirit fills him.
这是被油装满了油产生的一个现象。
The oil filled into Christians.
我们这是求主帮助我们。
And we ask the Lord to help us.
我只是浅尝一点呢。
I only taste a little bit of it.
我希望弟兄姊妹，你所尝到的比我尝到的更多。
And I wish every brothers and sisters can taste more than what I had.
叫我们一同欢欢喜喜的迎接他的再来。
So that we can all joyfully welcome his return.
我们一同祷告。
And let's have more prayer.
主，我们赞美你。
Lord, we praise you.
你的确是美善。
You are kind.
尝过你天恩滋味的人就不能不指着你名夸口。
After tasting you, those who tasted you have to boast.
求你用宝血遮盖这些话。
And you use your precious blood to cleanse all these words.
如果有什么可以给我们回头的亮光。
If there is any enlightenment from these words.
求你亲自赐给我们。
Please reveal to us individually.
愿我们在座的每一位都被你遇见，都被你得着。
So that every one of us sitting here can be met by you.
让你的教会不但装饰整齐，可以成为荣耀的教会。
So that your church can be well prepared.
谢谢主。
Thanks the Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.